This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, it's Thursday, also known as Tay-Tay Day-Day. And it's also time for Disneyland tickets, so let's do that. I know you've been waiting for it. Vacation is this hour's code word, V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N. Text vacation to our contest line, 20357. That enters you to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Vacation is this hour's code word. 20357 is the contest line. When you get yourself entered, you'll also be in the running for the grand prize vacation, including a 4-pack of 3-day, 1-park per day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is vacation. There are so many more code words coming your way every hour through 6:05 on the fives. We'll have one for you. Okay, now back to the thing that really matters, the color orange. Tay was on the New Heights podcast. It aired yesterday. It broke the internet. Everybody loved it. It's very charming to listen to some of the conversation that's going on there. And they talked for 2 hours, so there's a ton of it. And we did pull a lot of clips today. Tried to find just, you know, some of the interesting stuff, some of the best stuff. And so this time around, we're actually going to tell you, you know, we talked about this a little bit last hour about how, like, she's into sort of the mystical thing. And even like...
You said she's a witch.
No, I said I wasn't going to call her a Wiccan. But I think that I don't know, maybe it's a girl thing, maybe it's a Harry Potter thing, and maybe boys do this too. But when I was a kid, I definitely tried to create spells. Like, I really did think, oh, there's magic in the world, and I'm going to go ahead and get me
only
some of that.
Only when you were a kid?
Only when I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no voodoo dolls or anything
for
me.
You don't still do it?
Not recently,
okay.
Ben. Yeah.
All right.
I try to make magic in other ways.
All right.
But it is one of those, to me, it's sort of a childlike feeling, like the discovery of something that no one else knows about. And I think that's, you know, if you're a huge Swiftie and you're just scouring every bit that comes out about her or every picture that gets posted or the cover or the liner notes on the album because you have the physical album because you're such a huge fan, like to discover Easter eggs like that, there's like a magical piece to that. And she's into that, the Easter egg. She's like, they're very intentional, it sounds like. And then the whole numerology thing too, like everybody knows that her favorite number is 13. Like, how many other people can you say, I actually know your favorite number is 43, but that's because I've known you for 30 years.
Right.
You know, you're not releasing your next album on the 43rd day of each year.
What I think is interesting about what you're pointing out is that usually that's a very young kid thing. The super fandom, the I wear the Ace Frehley from Kiss makeup every Halloween until I outgrow it. Taylor has grown women fully hunting Easter eggs. Taylor has fans that up into their 50s and 60s that are Swifties. Yeah. Like but to still be looking for Easter eggs and you know.
Well, some people make a career out of it, influencing people to look at Taylor Swift's Easter egg list.
That's impressive though, that it's not just little girls is my point. Like the bracelets too, that's a thing.
Oh, yeah.
My daughters have the bracelets, but so do grownups.
It reminds me of, and I mentioned it earlier, this book that you and I have both read. We love Ready Player One. Mm-hmm. And I've read it a couple times, and I know you've gone back to it too. Maddie's in the middle of reading it right
love
now.
It.
It's some of the people are such devotees of the person in question and of all, you know, sort of the lore around the 80s, the 1980s, and all the things that happened, the things that this person in question was a fan of. Like, it's that kind of, it's almost like a place to hang your hat for some people, you know? Like, well, I know everything about Taylor Swift. I can tell you everything about every Easter egg. And no, you got that wrong. And it's almost like some people collect skin tattoos and other people collect Easter eggs from Taylor Swift or from whoever. I remember me and my cousin Stephanie used to sit around and try to figure out if Paul McCartney was dead or not. Like they're, you know, looking for clues on all the album covers and trying to figure out like, and it, there was a feeling that went with it, like the sort of excitement of discovery and just poring over information and trying to draw conclusions. I think it's really cool. So we're going to start with, this is Taylor talking about the Easter egg.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little, not super long, but if you want to pause it at any point, but I was not convinced that she really did all these Easter egg stuff until I heard this.
Right, because it did seem like people were pulling things out of the ether.
Like they were just making up stuff. But
what is the art of the Easter egg?
The art of the Easter egg is that there's do's and don'ts, right? Like I'm never going to plant an Easter egg that ties back to my personal life. It's always going to be towards music or a musical, something I'm coming up with, something I have coming up, a plan I have coming together. Something that you don't know I'm saying for a specific reason that you'll hear later and you'll go back and be like, oh my God. Like, I think my favorite one of those was I was given an honorary doctorate from NYU and I made the commencement speech and I put so many lyrical Easter eggs in that speech that when the Midnights album came out after that, the fans were like, the whole speech was an Easter egg.
Yeah.
And that's for me, that's really fun because they find it fun.
For sure.
And also I love numerology. I love math stuff. I love dates. I love that stuff like I find really fun. And I want Easter eggs to be a certain thing where like, if you are a part of the fandom and you want to experience music in a normal way, then you don't even see these. You don't even care what that thing is above that doorway in under that dimly lit flickering light over there that's upside down backwards in Braille. You don't need to know what that is.
I love this. Yeah.
But if you want to look at that.
But if you do.
Then it's there.
It. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like if you know, you know.
If you're
you
in
know,
the know.
You know.
Yeah. I love that. The flickering light, it's upside down, backwards, and in Braille. Like, I love the intention. I love how intentional this stuff is. I think it's really cool. It's got to be actually really gratifying. I don't know if she's spoken at length about Easter eggs in the past. And clearly people have noticed them and gone back and said, oh, those were signs that point to it. I'm going to look at more stuff. Like, it's got to be gratifying to hear that she's doing it for you and it's about the music. I think it's so neat.
It's fun that she's not specifically saying this is just marketing. I'm just marketing. Mm-hmm. Like, but it is absolutely that. She's got these people looking for these Easter eggs because once you find one and realize it's true, you start to go, oh, this is a thing.
I should go buy the physical copies of every single record
it's
that
fun.
She's ever done.
There's layers of this stuff. That's kind of cool. I mean, I think who doesn't have an attachment to numbers of some kind. Yeah. Everyone does.
Everybody does.
Everybody has that thing, whether it's their old address or the thing that your old phone number that you use in your passwords on the internet or whatever. We all have those. I one time was looking at a guitar on the internet and I was looking at this thing going, I've never played it. I don't know if I'm going to, if it's going to sound good or bad. And the serial number had a number that spoke to me on it. And I went, I'm going to try it.
Oh.
And I bought it.
And?
I like it. I still have it. It's my guitar.
Yeah.
And it was a number thing, though, that threw me over the top from, I don't know if this is going to sound like, you know, that's buying instruments is a thing where you should sit down and play the thing before you.
That is true. Bananas at large. Go try some out.
But again, there's all kinds of numbers and different things that play into the choices you make.
We're influenced by that stuff.
Absolutely.
I feel like you're right. I mean, this is marketing, but it's marketing on a level that is also super playful and not for everyone. It's not like I'm going to beat you over the head with this bat and you're going to do as I command. It's here's something for you if you're really into me. Like, And if you are, it makes you even a bigger super fan. Like, I think I really like Taylor Swift. Like, I have to say, I'm very charmed just by her answers and how relaxed this whole podcast was. It's really nice. If she ever did a podcast, I'm sure it'd be the most popular podcast that was ever done. I mean, her own podcast. She did just do a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Did you have a numerology cut for me as well?
Yeah.
All right. Great. We're talking Taylor Swift on yesterday's New Heights podcast with her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, and his brother, Jason Kelce.
What is numerology?
Do you not know what numerology is?
I'm assuming something with numbers.
Yeah. Like I'm 87 and she's 13.
Yeah. Literally, it's that simple. Just numbers.
And 100.
Yeah. 13 plus 87 equals 100. That's numerology. Like numbers that have a specific significance. Like,
pause it.
Yeah.
I freaking love that. His number's 87, her number's 13. They are 100 together.
And I wonder if that's part of, like, because numbers mean so much to her, if that was a good omen to her when he made declaration.
That's what I'm saying. It's weird. The
influence that they can have on you.
I don't even necessarily know that you might look at a number and go, oh, that's wrong. I don't want to see that because I really want to take this flight. I'm getting on a plane and I can't see 666. But I did. What do I do? Mm. Like, I think that you kind of pick and choose, I guess, is my point, where you're going to.
It's all sort of like a superstitious baseline, right?
But I certainly believe if she went 87, 13. Oh, that's
I'm
going to
go on a date with him and find out.
I could see that. Mm. That's what I just said about the guitar. I don't know. I haven't played it, but that's.
That number is
those numbers are speaking to
I'm
me.
I'm going
to
take a chance on that.
And even if. Sorry, go ahead.
No.
Even if it is. Technically, scientifically, BS, it doesn't matter. It has an impact on your perspective, so that's how you see the world, so it becomes reality.
That's I'm telling you, you're hitting on the thing that happens to, like, the mystical thing about being a child and being able to not have hard, fast rules, and here's the things I know, and here's the things that have been proved wrong. Like, I remember I had this friend who was so into Stevie Nicks. Like in the 70s, and it was because she was like a witch. She was just, you know, that was, and I don't know if there were Easter eggs involved in like Fleetwood Mac records or whatever, but it was, you know, that sort of grabbing onto like a mystical figure and someone who was, you know, seemed to be more like magic, like Taylor feels magic. And I love I love that their numbers add up to 100. Like, I think that's just, it's just a coincidence. But is it? Jinx, show me a Coke.
People are already digging into the podcast of all the things she said, the books behind them, of what Easter eggs were in this podcast, because obviously there must be some.
Do you remember right before the Twisted Poets, what is it called?
Tortured again? Poets Apartment.
There was like a setup in Times Square or something where it was sort of like the four open rooms in a library, and people were just taking photos and examining and figuring out, like, because there were items and books and all kinds of, you know, this. So they're all there looking for clues. I just think it was just a simple little setup, really, and a couple bookshelves and some stuff. All right. Yeah, go ahead. Roll the numerology.
Like, it's 100? Yeah. Do you not keep it 100 ever?
I'm trying to. I attempt to.
It's crazy that you don't.
What numbers do I have?
You're just Kylie's, admitting that like that.
Kylie, I don't know how to do this.
It's okay. It's not
my
for everyone.
My favorite number is 13, though. It always has been. Travis,
I know. Yeah. And that's part and of that's the numerology of why that's we're dating.
Okay.
Part of it.
If it.
Okay.
It's been in my life, my whole life.
Travis, yeah. Travis likes people that like the number 13.
Yeah.
Yes.
What
does
liking the number 13 say about us, though?
It says that we're family.
How darling is that? I'm like getting super sappy over this. I really like it. But even that conversation that they just had where they're sort of making these little discoveries about themselves and their relationship or whatever, like that's fun. That's just, it's magic. There
I
is
do
magic
think
in the world.
We always look, this is why this stuff plays. I think we're always looking for hints about whether something's right for us or not.
Mm-hmm.
And we can find confirmation in a choice we're about to make if those hints or Easter eggs are the number that we've chosen for ourselves. Could be 54. I see it. It's 54. It's got to be the right thing for me right now.
Right.
That's my
one.
Number.
That's my number.
I get that.
Yeah. And it's lovely to have some magic in your life. Like I really feel like that's part of the appeal of all of those things, to think that someone could read you a horoscope and that you'd be like, oh, that's what's going to happen to me today. Like it's just, it's a magic thing. I love it. I think it's beautiful. That's it for Taylor Swift this hour. We've eaten the whole break. Let's do
what?
Some. I know we'll do more. And then it's all Taylor all the time. This is interesting, and I pulled it because you have some collections.
Me?
Yes.
Personally?
You.
Okay.
Tell me all your collections.
Well, I have a few guitars, I have a few surfboards, and I have a few skateboards. Mm. And if you asked me—
Do you need all those?
No. When I was young, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? I would say a person buried under surfboards, guitars, and skateboards. So I have achieved my lifelong dream.
Good job.
Well done.
I'm very, very happy.
Very few people can say that.
Yeah. That's
winning.
Yeah.
That's winning.
Duh.
Yeah. That's 100.
Yeah.
Right.
You collect antique furniture.
I like antiques. Yeah. I like antiques and shoes and watches.
Oh, and watches.
Yeah.
Do you collect anything, Bob?
No. I have commitment issues.
Oh.
You know what? That saves you money.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a bowl collection, which I didn't even realize I was doing until I unpacked a box and went, where am I going to put all these bowls? John's like, why don't you get rid of some of them? I'm like, I love them all. Okay.
If you asked me if you had a collection, I would say, yeah, she collects bowls.
I do. I collect bowls.
I know that.
I am also, I also collect fabric, which is
weird.
But I will use that and it will depart my possession. Like it's really hard for me to walk by fabric. Like when you go to the flea market and they've got like old, you know, French tea towels. I'm like, oh, well, what can I use this for? But so I had seen this story about celebrities with strange and these are, a lot of these are wildly expensive. Like this is not something that us mere mortals could collect. But if you were rich and famous, like I feel like you'd be in big trouble because you might actually be the man buried under surfboards, guitars, and skateboards. Like, what would be stopping you? If you had a giant house and plenty of room to keep them, I mean,
I agree, but I do also think there's a point, and I've said this before, I think that collections end up owning you. So there is a point where your need to care for the cars that you, Jerry Seinfeld or Jay Leno, the cars you've purchased over the years now has you owning an airline hangar,
right?
Or whatever.
Jerry, I think he bought like a full-on warehouse, multi-story thing.
Parking garage.
In New York City, mm-hmm. which was probably a $50 million building, and he got it all set up, and all his Porsches are in there.
Right.
Porsches. So Nicolas Cage pops right to mind. This dude, he doesn't, like they say here, he collects shrunken pygmy heads and haunted properties, but he collects everything. If it's weird, he wants it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like a guy who just goes, oh, that's really weird. Put that in the shopping basket. Johnny Depp. True or false? He has a big Barbie doll collection.
False.
True. He has an enormous Johnny Depp. Now, if you told me he had a wine collection, I'd be like, How much of that is he collecting, and how much of that is just empty bottles out in the recycling?
I know there are things as a girl dad that you get attached to while you're watching your kids do that. And maybe that's what inspired it. I can't imagine any other reason
he's got a bunch of limited editions like Beyonce, Elvis, and Lindsay Lohan dolls. These are Barbies.
Mm-hmm.
And he says he does play with them, that he's used them to improvise scenes for when his kids were little. He would, you know, they were allowed to be played with, but he's got they don't put a number on it, which is actually kind of a bummer. Maybe we could find out. But he has an enormous Barbie collection. I'd never heard that. Rod Stewart. Now, this to me is not as so much a collection as it is a hobby, because I knew a guy who had a massive model train city in his garage. It was at my Keith Iritsky's house with a kid who lived down the street from me. And it was amazing. It was really cool. And you were not allowed to touch it or go anywhere near it. And he was, you know, hand paint little miniature things. Rod Stewart has spent the last 30 years building a massive model train city in his home. It's inspired by mid-century Manhattan and Chicago. And if money were no object and you could just be like, well, I think I'll look for miniature things to get, I would love to see that. I think that would be, that's amazing. But that to me is more like, that's a hobby.
Yeah.
You know, you're not just collecting. Okay. You're collecting some electric trains, but you're really creating a whole magical miniature world. Tom Hanks, we've heard this before. He has over 300 vintage typewriters from all over the world. And he actually uses them to type letters to people. Like, he puts it on his typewriter. And he, I guess if he's already got that one, he gives it as a gift. Here's a gift from Tom Hanks. Oh!
What do I do with this?
But they're kind of cool. Like, we grew up using typewriters. Although by the time I was learning to type, we had electric typewriters in
I learned
in the
on
schools.
An electric. Yeah. Yeah. It was in seventh grade, Mr. Miranda.
But as a really young kid, we had a type. It was a janky thing. You know, it was the ribbon, I think, was long gone, but it made the clacky sound and had the keys that pushed down on these little levers and stuff. And they are cool. They're like just like a cool invention, a cool gadget that I guess maybe if I had Tom Hanks kind of space in my house, I was like, well, maybe this will be the vintage typewriter and maybe vintage sewing machine room. Like, all these sort of things that people created out of necessity and need, and but had like a very crude beginning. It's neat. Reese Witherspoon. She collects antique embroidered dresses. Oh my God, I'm just about out of time. Okay, so she does antique dresses. Kiefer Sutherland, over 100 rare guitars. Penelope Cruz is fascinated by coat hangers. She says she has different shapes, sizes, and designs, and she finds beauty in their craftsmanship. I didn't even realize there were that many kinds of coat hangers. Angelina Jolie collects knives. Elton John, sunglasses. No surprise. And Steve Martin, rare banjos and fine art. When you got that kind of money, you can do that. All right, there you go. What you got coming up, Vin?
Drinking might be on the way out in America. After these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
And
yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Tay-Tay-Day, also known as Thursday occasionally. It's called a Thursday, but mostly Tay-Day. Our full show podcast, listen to it on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carrington College. Ooh. Join Maddie and the Alice 97.3 crew at the upcoming Carrington College open house. They'll be at the Pleasant Hill campus, 380 Civic Drive, from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And that is tomorrow.
Today. Sorry if it says that.
Today, with games, prizes, and tickets to Zach Bryan's show on Friday.
Which is tomorrow.
The show, yeah, the show is tomorrow. We're there today.
You're there today.
Yeah,
today.
You're zipping right after the show.
What
right.
time are you there today?
11:30.
11:30 today.
Today.
At Carrington College.
Whiz right. the dog and make it to Pleasant Hill.
That's what I got to do.
You can do it. I believe in you.
I can do it. I knew I could.
Carrington College today. And those Zach Bryan tickets are hot little items.
Yeah, yeah.
Morning overcast conditions. The sun will be seen today and will be in the upper 70s. A nice summer day.
Sounds
for you.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I'll begin with drinking.
Oh.
People love it. Less so now, though.
Some people.
A new Gallup poll found fewer Americans are drinking alcohol than any time in the past 86 years.
I find this incredibly surprising.
Do you want to hear something else that will surprise you?
Yes.
The drinking rate, it looks like it peaked. Its highest point was not that long ago. Can you guess when that was?
2020.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's when the pandemic was happening, right? Yeah, it's at that time.
Did everyone have to quit by the end of the pandemic? Is that why it's so low now?
America's drinking rate has been plummeting since the pandemic. In 2022, 67% of Americans said they were drinkers. Right now, there's 54% say they drink. It's dropped a lot.
Wow.
That has dropped a lot.
But it was way up for the pandemic.
Oh, we were fully like, well, I mean, I don't have to drive anywhere, so.
There were a lot of people that found they had a problem during the pandemic.
They had no problem right up until they could just drink all day every day. This is turning into a problem.
Oh, why can't I think of his name? Comedians come on the show a million times.
Greg Baldwin?
No.
Eddie Eft?
Scott Capurro.
No, how do you not? It's the guy that always, smartest man in the world.
Oh, podcast. Greg Proops.
Yeah, Proops.
Yeah.
Said that after, at some point in the pandemic, he decided, I got to stop this. I remember him very specifically saying,
I need to stop doing
this. I didn't have to go to a program or anything. All right, take it easy.
Yeah.
Oh, you're such
smart
a hero.
Smart guy. But anyway, he was another guy that you hear, you know, not used to being trapped in the house, finds himself carried away.
Whenever I'm on vacation, I'm always like, oh, I'm going to have a problem when I don't work anymore.
Could be.
Maybe.
There's stories certainly in the book I read a lot. This has to do with, you know, me particularly, the drinking problem I have, where there are people who did not drink their whole life.
Oh.
They did all the things they're supposed to do. They went to work. They married. They had kids. They never drank. They had places to be, the work to do. Then they retire. And they start having drinks and suddenly they realize, oh my God, I'm in my 60s and I'm an alcoholic.
Mm.
They never had used it, so they didn't know that that was something sitting, a little Easter egg sitting inside them.
Just waiting for you.
Yep.
I hate that Easter egg.
Yeah.
Anyway, drinking has been plummeting since the pandemic. One reason for the decline is more people see it as a health risk now. And young people are a big part of that trend. They're not drinking like my generation did. We absolutely, in high school, wanted to go to keggers every single night.
Yeah.
There weren't always keggers, but we were into it.
But if there was one, we were going to it.
We're going.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a lot of drinking when I was in high school. And my kids, there was drinking. Don't get me wrong. There definitely were high school parties. And there was always, you know, some story about something that had gone down. But it didn't feel at all like the excitement that we had for it.
Right.
And my kids would go and, you know, my kid would call and be like, yeah, I'm ready to go. Like, you are? 11 o'clock. Okay. Come get you.
You're not even kind of slurring. I'm very disappointed in you.
Yeah, I didn't like the taste of the beer. It was weird. I just hung out. I just drank water.
Didn't like the taste of the beer. Don't let that stop you. What are you, crazy?
It's a means to an end, man.
Anyway. And this leads me to my next story. Over half of people accidentally join their partner's weight loss plan. And I do think as partners, whether it's drinking, drugging, or eating, whatever thing that one of your partners is up to, the other one goes, it looks like, because you eat together.
Yeah.
Or you party together, or you don't party together.
No, that is definitely true. Like, it's difficult to stay in a relationship with someone who is going to be drinking in front of you if you're sober. Like, it's, you know, maybe you get to a point, but if someone's getting sloppy regularly, that's going to be, it's just, you're not doing yourself any favors.
There are multiple examples, but I'll use your parents as one because you don't know the Ciscos. But either way, my point is your dad quit smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And your mom continued.
Age 40.
And your mom continued and does to this day.
And he never touched a cigarette again.
That to me is one of those things where a person who usually quits smoking ends up very anti. I stopped that because I don't want to smell that. I don't want to smell it on me. And then your partner's a, what?
Right.
You can stop and do whatever you want, but stay. This.
This is staying. I'll quit before I quit these.
Well, and in some cases, it's just that you don't feel like you can quit those.
Right. No, it's funny because I never really gave it much thought. And like, our house always smelled like cigarettes. I just didn't notice it. And every place smelled like cigarettes. It was the 70s. And my dad quit when he turned 40. So that would have been 76. Maybe it was 80. It must have been 86. Who cares?
Either way.
Yeah. So he quits and we're all still living in the house and my dad is not smoking and my mom still is smoking all around the house, everywhere she goes, in the car, at grandma's house, everywhere.
I don't think it's weirder, but you smoked and John never did.
Never smoked.
So it's not that he had to quit. He just never did. And that's something that he's been with you on that journey as you've been on it, off it, on mm-hmm. it, off it. He's just always...
He's actually said to me, and this is the least helpful thing you can ever say to someone who's addicted to nicotine. It was like...
He did it again, huh?
He's the king of this. We used to always... I would go out and have a cigarette. And, you know, in the evening, we'd go sit out on the deck and I'd have a cigarette or two and we'd be, you know, Friday night and we'd drink a beer or whatever. And when I quit smoking cigarettes, he goes, oh, I miss you smoking cigarettes. So we go out on the
That is not
porch.
Helpful.
I was like, why don't you go get me a pack and we'll go out back and smoke cigarettes on the back porch. It was just so, but it was funny because it is why some, it's part of the appeal. Like leaving your house to go smoke, it's like the vaping doesn't cover that for me. Like you would get a nicotine urge, you'd make a plan and go outside and you had your ashtray and your little setup out there, you know, wherever you were. And like your person comes out with you and you're hanging out and you're outdoors, it's not stinking up the house. And it was like a thing, like a social moment that we would have together multiple times a day.
Well, and for cigarette smokers who do even that alone, it's their moment. It's their moment.
I am doing this right now and nothing else.
Right. Whether they're just staring at the side of a building in downtown San Francisco.
It's worth it.
Or in their backyard or whatever. It's the same sort of, I'm having my moment.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Later I'll be coughing. I'll wake up tomorrow and just hack for a while.
According to a new survey, over half of people with a partner on a health journey join them without even... you know, sort of consciously deciding to.
Yeah.
It just ends up being what you do together. If someone's trying to drop a few LBs, then you want to eat with them, then you're going to eat what they eat.
Right. And somebody's preparing this, especially if you get like news from a doctor, like this needs to change in your diet. And now your person is like, okay, I want you to be around. And now everyone's eating healthier in the house.
Did Maddie is on the show. Did Shauna drink, your ex-wife?
So
there you were quitting.
When
right?
I first, you know, when I first got sober, she did continue to kind of drink like how we used to drink. And I did at one point have to say, we just can't. You can't. I can't have it around. It really is making things hard for me. And she did. She doesn't have a problem. So she's like, oh, sure. Okay. And then she.
Isn't that crazy?
I know.
What? Just did it?
Like, what is it? You know?
And she did. She quit. And then, I would say, and she never drinks around me, like, ever.
Anymore.
Ever. Yeah, for
That's
years.
Good.
For years.
That is good.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When I moved in with Christina, this was before we moved in. She's normal. She can drink or not. She can do that. Crazy. Get wasted or be like, nah, I don't need anything. So she's a normal person. And when we were talking about it, I said, listen, you don't want to live with me. You are a normal person that likes to have parties, throw parties, be drinking.
Have a
drinking.
Glass of wine
yeah.
with dinner, whatever.
You don't want to be involved with me on that in that kind of way. And she was like, what are you talking? Yeah, I do. And I was like, I can't live in a house with the bar that you have stocked right now. I couldn't live in that house. And she goes, well, I'll get rid of it. And I was like, I can't even ask you to do that. Like, why would you want to do that? And she's like, because
I love you.
I don't care about having a stocked bar in the house.
I'll care about you.
I'll get what I need when we're throwing a party. And then and so she got rid of it all. And I felt bad. Like, don't do that.
She didn't care. Because she was not attached to it.
But I couldn't have it in the house. She had one of those bars. Like, you probably have a bar
bar
with all the vodka and all the whiskey.
Our bar is so packed that we have to store the extras under the house.
Teenagers, did you hear that? Under the house is where it's hiding.
Yeah. Good luck finding it.
Anyway.
But try real hard.
Man, when I was a kid, those were the scores, the people with the garage full of stuff. They won't miss this. Shunk. Gen Z TikTokers say checking out of a hotel is an old person thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're right. They're absolutely right.
You can just leave.
They're saying this stirred up a bunch of online criticism for the young lady or young person that said, you older generations, this is how you check out of a hotel. You just walk out.
You walk out. You can even keep the key. It's fine.
In the caption she added, the front desk doesn't need you to tell them you're leaving. They don't need you to hand them your room
well,
key.
Well, that's it. I had a lovely stay, and what a delightful room that was. Thank you so much. Here's your key back.
Let me examine the bill.
Yes, please. Yes, please print me a copy of that.
What is this resort fee?
Here's the pamphlet on that. It is. I will say, I feel like it's newer in my life. But if you go to a few hotels, you realize, yeah, you can just leave when you're ready.
Become that for sure. And that's why I'm saying I don't even know why someone bothers to comment on this post. Because, yes, you used to check out and you would sign out and turn your key in and leave. And now the keys are all these cards that are just everywhere. They get reused.
If they get them
back. If they find them.
Right.
The last place I went was Cache Creek. Mm. We had a wonderful stay there.
Beautiful room.
And then I split.
Yeah.
The
Bye.
End. Yeah, I didn't worry about it, but yeah. I guess that.
You have to check it out. I just want to let you know. I'm gonna be leaving now, so thank
you. Heads up, old people. You don't need to check out if you don't know this. And you also don't need to get sucked into an online hate fest over the way this young person is talking to you.
Yeah. I wonder if it's old people that don't travel that much. You know, like if you...
They haven't gotten with it yet.
They just haven't noticed that that's not a thing.
Some people are commenting, you should still check out. The people who want to clean the room would be happy to know that you've left and that you're not...
Oh, they're going to knock anyway. Don't worry about that. Please. They're ready.
Someone else says, I've tried to check out. There's no one at the front desk, so there's no point.
Remember when you could check out using the TV remote? There was like for a minute there in between, you it would bring out, they'd be like, yo, you can check out on the TV. And you'd be like, I'm leaving. Yes or no? Yes. Or whatever it said.
Ah.
Yeah.
No, I do not remember that.
I remember my kid goes into the mini fridge one time and in a hotel room, like we were doing whatever. And he's just like taking stuff out of it. And we get charged for every, even though I put every single thing back.
Oh, he didn't eat any of it.
No, I was like, no, you don't have it. It's a $50 Snickers bar. That's not happening. I was so close to saying another word right there. but it was like one of those things where they if you picked it up, it dinged your card.
Yeah, that keeps people from pouring like tea back into their whiskey bottle and sticking it in there.
Oh. So you got to use a straw then. I mean, let's get creative here. You use a straw, keep the thing completely seated.
You know what? I never check those things ever because for the obvious
Danger
reason,
boy.
Right? So do they still stock those fridges in regular hotels?
In some hotels. Other hotels, it is just, especially if it's a suite, sometimes it'll just have a fridge. Like they're assuming you're sort of
going to go eat.
You're going to go eat, bring stuff back maybe.
And you can ask if they have them. Like they'll put you in a room without one. Like I've done that before.
Oh, you have?
Like, oh, yeah.
Don't lock me in a room with Jack Daniels. That's not a good idea.
Remember that scene in Flight where they took out the minibar in Denzel Washington's room, but then the adjoining door was open and the minibar's staring at him from the other room?
He hits it, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, we got to get him a bunch of cocaine or he's never going to be able to testify. That's a good movie. We're in that, by the way. We're the stars of that.
We are in that movie.
Mm. We're in the best scene. We're in the naked lady scene.
I don't know if that's the best scene.
Well, it's one we're in, so yeah. Let's go with that.
I mean, in that she's so good looking that
you don't notice who's on the radio. It's kind of a bummer.
Right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
We're going to get into Taylor's album now. We've been talking about Taylor in this podcast all day. Now it's the nuts and the bolts and the surprises and everything else.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.